Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 24, Earth Day. Today we have an interview with Tom McCann. We are also going to talk about helping the Earth. Did you know that Earth Day just passed? I walked to school with my friends on Earth Day. It was so much fun. But it was last Friday. Today is the 27th of April. Last week it happened. Here's a song called I Think I'm a Bunny before our interview with Tom Manhattan.
You know what?
What?
I think I'm a bunny. 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 I think I'm a bunny.
But you're not a bunny. You're a monster.
I think I'm a bunny.
Bunnies aren't purple.
I think I'm a bunny.
You're not a bunny.
I think I'm a bunny. I think I'm a bunny, I think I'm a bunny.
No, you're not.
I think I'm a bunny.
I don't think you're right.
I think I'm a bunny.
You're not a bunny.
You're a monster.
You know, I've got these long ears, you know, and sometimes I like have a carrot or something, you know.
Furry and purple, covered with purple fur. Furry and purple, covered with purple.
Furry and, oh yeah.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Tom Manhattan. Hi.
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
I would love to answer them.
Our first one is, how did you start each of your bands?
Each of my bands. Well, a long time ago, I did a book and a record called Grass Stain Twilight that I made up while I was playing with my family at this park near our house. And from there, I met these monsters, Marvie and Finch, and we built this rocket, and we made an album called Sundays at the Rocket Park. And from there, we blasted off into space, and we traveled all over the universe, and we made an album called Galactic Champions of Joy. And then Marvie and Finch wanted to make their own record, so they made a record called Marvie Monstone's Mysterious Funtime Dream Band. And while they were doing that, I started a band with Morgan Taylor, who is the guy that created Gustopher Yellowgold. Do you know who Gustopher Yellowgold is?
Yes.
Yeah, so we started a band called Underbirds, and then I met Mr. Cookie Jar, and we made a band called Todd and Cookie. And then I met Lori Enriquez, and she and I made a band called You and Me in the Rain. And all the time while Marvin and Finch were working on their record, I was working on those things. And then I joined them again, and we went flying around the galaxy some more, and we found this amazing planet called Super Audio Sunshine, where it's like a resort planet where all the creatures and aliens and monsters from throughout the galaxy stay between trips. And then we decided to make the Imaginary Accomplishments podcast. And now we're broadcasting our own podcast every 2 weeks from the Red and White Rocket as we streak across the galaxy.
I know Mr. Cookie Jar. I interviewed him last time.
I love Mr. Cookie Jar. He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah. And our second question is, who are the other guys in your bands?
That's everybody. That's all the bands that I've worked with. Well, I've worked with some other bands, but that's everybody I think that you'd know. So that's everybody. Me and Morgan for Underbirds, we play all of the instruments. I take that back. There is a drummer that played with us on that record. And on the Todd and Cookie record, Cookie and I played everything. So we just take turns in the studio and we build up our tracks, each playing the instruments all ourselves.
Who's the little girl's name? And I think I'm a bunny.
That's my daughter, Hazel.
How old is she right now?
Hazel is 11 years old now.
That's cool. Our third question is, yeah, what's your favorite band you made?
My favorite band? I love them all. That's really a hard question. I love making music with my friends. So I love them all. There's no favorite.
Cool. I didn't hear all of your bands, but I like some of the songs you made from the songs that I heard.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And our fourth question is, how does your studio run on solar power? I read that you do that.
I do that. I'm actually in my studio right now. The sun is shining bright. I have big solar panels on the roof, and I have big boxes on the side of the studio, and they convert the sunlight to energy and power everything up.
Cool. Where is your solar power studio?
It's in a place called Ojai, California.
Cool. And our fifth question is, can I talk to the monster or girl from I Think I'm a Bunny?
The girl from I Think I'm a Bunny is Hazel, and she's not around right now. But I can see if Marvy's around. Marvy's the monster. Well, he likes to be called a bunny. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me get him really quick. Marvy. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi. What?
I think I'm a bunny.
All of us know we're not, you're not a bunny.
I think I am a bunny.
You are not one. Everybody tells you that.
I think I'm a bunny.
You aren't one. Everybody tells you that.
Yeah, but I've got these long ears, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have a carrot or something.
Okay. If you think you're a bunny, you have to tell Hazel that you are a bunny and see if she thinks it's okay.
Well, she thinks I'm a bunny. Well, maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
But she is not a bunny. And you are not a bunny.
Marty, you know where Hazel is? I don't know. Oh, I would like to get her on the phone.
Okay, but if you know where she is, I bet your studio is not at your house because it runs on solar power, but all houses have wires. And if you have to get her on the phone, you have to go all the way back to your house and get her.
That's right, but I may be able to get her on a communicator or something as well. So if we take a break, I might be able to get her.
Okay, and we'll play a song and then we'll try to get her.
Okay, I'll try. Okay. Okay, I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so what's the plan?
The plan is we put Bear in front of the red X.
Okay, got it.
Then we walk through while the cameras aren't looking.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll discuss our plan.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, we're trying to save the crystal.
Oh, the crystal?
Yes, the crystal will save Mix-Up Town.
Oh, Mix-Up Town, I know where that is. It's right here. Oh, we can save the crystal.
Friendship Circle, and now we...
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
This is Todd, and this is Hazel. Say hi, Hazel.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Chloe. How are you doing?
Good.
And I'm here, too. Hi.
Hi. And now we're going to talk about reduce, reuse, recycle examples, because I heard that the studio runs on solar power, so we thought about talking about Earth Day in this episode, so that's why we're talking about that.
Oh, I love the Earth. I would love to visit there someday.
We are on the Earth, Marvy.
I thought we were in the rocket.
No, we're on Earth, Marvy.
I think we're in a rocket.
No.
Whatever you
are not in a rocket, but I'm still on Earth. all of us are on Earth, it's not possible to get on the rocket right now, because I bet you cannot do anything in a rocket. You could just sit there and float, or drive if you're driving it.
Yeah, but I think I'm on a rocket.
Yeah, you two are not in a rocket.
Yeah, we're not in a rocket.
I think I'm in a rocket.
You guys are
not in a rocket.
What are you doing, Chloe?
I'm in my house right now.
Oh, I'm in a rocket.
No, you're not, Marvy. Come on.
And you guys are not in a rocket, but it would be cool if people were able to go in a rocket. But I bet that's never going to happen, because the only place I know that you can go on a rocket is I only know that you can go on a rocket in Washington, D.C., and I don't know any other places to find a rocket. I only know that
you can come on my rocket.
But I'm too far away. It would take another vacation from there to get here.
Maybe we should take a vacation at Chloe's and pick her up in the rocket.
I bet nobody would be able to ride in a rocket. I bet you guys are not in a rocket right now.
Marvy has really big ideas. Yeah, I got big ideas.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Finch? Finch? Yeah, Marvy? Hey, do you know my friend Finch?
I know your friend Finch. I'm your friend Finch.
Well, we're talking to Chloe right now, Finch.
Oh. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi. We're in a rocket.
We're not in a rocket. Why are both of you saying we're in a rocket?
Well, that's what Marvy said.
You can't just listen to whatever Marvy says, Finch.
I got good ideas, though.
You got big ideas.
I got really big ideas.
Yeah, he has pretty good ideas. Are you in a rocket too, Chloe?
No.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I have a question that is, you're not in a rocket right now, but if you got that you weren't in a rocket, what would you think you were in?
If I wasn't in a rocket, what would I think I'd be in?
Yeah.
That's what she said, Martin.
I would be in a bunny hole.
But you're not a bunny. You're a monster.
I think I'm a bunny.
No, you're not. I can't believe I still have to say that.
Oh, you guys. This goes on a lot around here, Chloe.
Yeah. And now since I'm talking about reduce, reuse, recycle, I'm gonna say some examples that I learned from school, because we're learning about Earth Day right now at school, in our health class. We made posters for them yesterday, and all of our posters looked good.
I love posters.
Yeah, can we see your poster?
We can't see it from a phone, but if I get to take my poster home if it wins, I would be able to show it if it wins.
Okay, we'll see it when we come pick you up in the rocket.
We're not going to pick her up in a rocket, Marvy.
Well, we might.
I bet.
And we might.
You guys are not going to pick me up in a rocket. It's not possible that you guys are in a rocket.
It's somewhat possible.
But we're not in a rocket, Marvy.
You guys are not in a rocket.
Well, then, I don't know what to say.
Maybe she can email it to us.
That's a good idea.
She heard our good ideas.
Yeah, I could, but when I email you guys about it, I should say what I drawn, and like all the stuff that I drew, but my friend did almost exactly the same thing as me.
Wow, what a coincidence.
So it would be hard to tell you because she also did the same thing. Because I drew my friends and I drew the earth and she drew my friends too.
I love the earth. I can't wait to see your poster.
Yeah.
We are going to put it on our Facebook if it wins.
Okay, I'm going to look for it on Facebook. Yeah, me too.
Okay. And, thank you.
Thank you, Chloe.
Yeah, thanks, Chloe.
You're welcome.
It's fun talking to you.
It's fun talking to you, too. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
There's a bunch of monsters on the beaches. They're dancing around in the sunny sweetness. Everybody's having fun as far as you're aware.
I got a question. What are we doing here?
Oh, every little monster wants to know.
How did we get here?
Oh, where are we supposed to go?
Question. What are we doing here?
Oh, every little monster wants to know.
How did we get here?
Oh, and where are we supposed to go?
What else is out there?
Oh, yeah, every little monster wants to know.
How did we get here?
Oh, and where are we supposed to go? Whoa, whoa.
Oompa, tinka, oompa, ba, tinka, mama, oompa.
Before we go into our friendship pledge, it's our new song by Uncle Jox.
Part two. This time, I'm gonna tell you about some people I met. I met a man named Frankie in a ballpark, Frank, who told me a story and kept a Frank, my good friend jeans. I was wearing jeans, probably cause it runs in his family jeans. This dude I know, Barry, seemed to me a strawberry seed that I need to take home and bury. My neighbor Wayne rode off on his wane into the sunset till he slowly waned. Girl named Bill, with a voice gorgeous as a church bell. Know a man named Rich who's very, very rich, and a man named Bill who never paid a bill. My dad's named Guy, he's a pretty cool guy, and my landlord Jim lives at the gym. Jack named Hugh could easily hew a path with an axe and a golden hue. My boss Mark really left his mark, and now he likes to cruise with his cruise in the mark. Got an aunt named Trace who likes to trace in her scrapbook while eating snacks off trays. She's been around the world, so without a trace she could be gone, like Uno Dos Trace.
Welcome back to the Chloe's Friendship Circle. And our friendship pledge is not a friendship pledge. It's an ad about a talent contest. Are you a kid with talent? See if you want to read a story, say a poem, or play an instrument on my next show. Upload a video to Kara@ChloesFriendshipCircle.com. Here's a water cycle song. And me and my brother will now say bye. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chloe, what do you say? Bye-bye. Oh, well. Bye.
Bye.
The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth. The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and
changes to a liquid now.
Precipitation happens when the drops